We've got the Republican and Democratic primaries just around the corner in North Carolina. March 5th is primary date. Several primaries already in the books across the country. And obviously Donald Trump with a huge lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Also looking ahead to the Republican nomination for governor with several high-profile candidates in that race, but Mark Robinson, lieutenant governor, with a big lead in most polls. Where do things stand right now? For that, we're joined by Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling based out of Raleigh. Publicpolicypolling.com is their website. Tom, thanks so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So let's start with the presidential race on the Republican side. Donald Trump, big winner in Iowa and New Hampshire. Nikki Haley, pretty much the last opposing candidate standing. Where do things stand heading into South Carolina and beyond?
Well, we did a poll a few weeks ago in North Carolina, and we found that really, if the primary actually makes it to North Carolina, it's not going to be very competitive. We had Donald Trump at 66% and Nikki Haley at only 12%. And that poll was before Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie dropped out. But I looked at the 16% of people who were voting for one of them, how they feel about Trump and Haley. 56% of them have a favorable opinion of Trump. Only 36% of them have a favorable opinion of Haley. So you actually could see a situation where with them out of the race, Trump would win by even more than his current 54-point lead in the state. And the bottom line there is that even though Nikki Haley has sort of positioned herself at least as the runner-up in the Republican race, we're finding in North Carolina and in most states where we poll that more Republicans dislike her than like her. In North Carolina, 38% have a favorable opinion of her, 44% unfavorable. So that's enough to get you into second place, but it's not enough to get you anywhere close to even thinking about moving ahead of Trump.
So I remember a couple of days after the Iowa caucus, I was at a restaurant and I was talking with someone and they were talking about the fact that NBC had called the Iowa caucus for Trump like 30 minutes after the polls had closed, and they were wondering how NBC was able to call the race so quickly. And my immediate reaction was, why did NBC even bother to wait that long? We could have probably called it for Trump an hour before the polls closed in the first place. And kind of with that in mind, like, media coverage of the Republican primary is still pretending that there's any doubt about this, but we know for a fact that there's no doubt about this. Trump's going to get the nomination, unless you tell me otherwise, that there's something I don't know. But I'm curious, like, at what point would you have been willing to say for sure Trump is going to be the Republican nominee? I kind of assume that you would say that at this point, although I might be wrong. I'm wondering at what point you would have, like, made that call.
I think that going back as far as like September or October, it was pretty clear that there was no path for anyone else. I remember we had a chat in July where I was like, here's why some of these people could move up. So I still thought there was a possibility in July that that could happen. But as the summer moved on, and I mean, it's such an absurd thing to say, but as Trump kept getting indicted and his poll numbers kept getting stronger, it became pretty clear like 3 or 4 months ago at the latest that this was not going to be a contest, and that any thought of it being a contest really was kind of media wishful thinking to have something less boring than Trump being up by 54 points. So if you want to talk about intrigue for the North Carolina primary, I think the only intrigue is whether we actually have a North Carolina primary, and I'm just basing this observation on observing people over the years rather than any sort of insider knowledge. But even though Nikki Haley keeps on saying she's going to keep the fight to South Carolina, I don't think she's actually going to stay in the race to lose by 30 points in her home state. So I think sometime in the next 3 weeks or so, she's going to end up dropping out. And by the time it gets to North Carolina, the contest will already be over.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, public policy polling. So what does that mean for the presidential, like the general election? I'm trying to think back of what we know about Trump's impact on general election results. We know that Trump candidates have not done super well in years when Trump has not been on the ballot, like 2018 and 2022. He tends to bring voters to the polls who wouldn't show up if he weren't on the ballot. So there's that as a factor. I still maintain that Trump's popularity peaks at 46%. I've still never seen any poll that shows him higher than 46% at any point in the last 8 years. So I think unless there's significant third-party candidates pulling votes away from Joe Biden or just a whole bunch of people stay home, Trump's not going to get more than 46% of the vote, but that doesn't preclude the possibility of a third-party candidate or a bunch of Biden voters staying home. What do you think is the state heading into the general?
Well, I'll be very honest. I think that there's a pretty good chance that if the election was today, Trump would win. But I think that part of the reason for that is people haven't been fully taking seriously the likelihood that Trump is going to be the nominee, even though that's sort of so obvious to people who follow politics day in and day out. One thing that I think has been sort of a problem for Biden and Democrats in this cycle is that a lot of average voters aren't following politics day in and day out the way that they might have in the 2020 cycle. So people aren't as worked up about Trump as they were last time around. And I think it actually may be helpful to Biden for this choice to go ahead and get made official that it is a choice between Biden and Trump for people, because I think that may sort of wake some people up and get them taking the race more seriously. There's been some Democratic polling that's found that a majority of people still don't think Trump's going to end up getting the nomination. And I think that makes it easier if you're getting polled about Biden versus Trump and you're a generally progressive leaning voter, but you're kind of unhappy with Biden, whether it's about the situation in the Middle East or something else. You know, when that choice is sort of just a hypothetical choice, you can protest and say that you're undecided or that you would vote third party or something like that. I think over the next month, it's going to become real that this really is the choice. And I think some of these people who are unhappy with Biden are going to have to rethink whether they're so unhappy with Biden that they really want Trump in the White House. So I actually think that, you know, some of these really bad polls that you've seen come out for Biden, where he's down by 10 points in Michigan and that sort of thing, which I don't think is correct. I think Michigan's tied at worst. But I think that you're going to see less of that kind of thing moving forward once this choice becomes more of a reality.
And then as we start to wrap up this conversation, bringing it specifically to North Carolina, we've got the gubernatorial race as well. Josh Stein, kind of the clear front runner on the Democratic side. A lot of high profile candidates on the Republican side. Where do things stand there?
Yeah, the Republican governor's race is not terribly competitive at this point either. Mark Robinson's getting 55%, even though he spent a lot of his own money. Bill Graham's only getting 15%, so he's 40 points back. And then Dale Falwell's in third place at 7%. Sort of just speaking to the state of the Republican Party today, I think most people objectively would say that Dale Falwell is the best and most qualified candidate in this race, and that's good enough for third place and 7%, because being qualified is not necessarily a big piece of the priority for Republican primary voters. So I think that if anybody is going to make a move in this race, it's probably Bill Graham because of the resources he has available to him. But he's really going to have to go after Mark Robinson if he wants to have a chance at coming back and winning the nomination. He's not going to win the nomination just by making people love Bill Graham. He's going to have to really knock down Robinson's current level of popularity.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Go there and find out more, including numbers from North Carolina. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.